wanted to touch on a few things in Kufay, Aleph. Yeah, we started Beis already, but I just want to go back to Aleph a little bit and clarify one or two points. So Kveger in Sif Aleph, who brings with Abba Pasha a statement which is quite extraordinary. So you have a din of kavish. So the liquid inside of the kli. So it's a din of kavish, and it's mavliya. Okay. So the Taz deals with that the bliya only goes in connect kli. Okay. But the Maisa, the Yisra Heter assumes the Bli goes Bekuloi, and that the Shach assumes like that, etc. The Bli goes Bekuloi, and that's what we assume the Bli goes Bekuloi. So what about the following scenario? So I have the Kli, and there's something on the outside of the Kli, a semi-solid or a solid on the outside of the Kli. Somebody smeared butter on that outside of my Kli. And now it's covered 24 hours, the liquid inside. Does that liquid go through the walls, pull the tom from the outside, and bring it inside? So the scenario which is donned about is the Prima Gadim in Arachayim, in Eshel Avram, in Tafim Zion, which discusses a case where you had a barrel of wine, and a piece of chometz got stuck on the outside of the barrel. So the Prima Gadim says it's a problem with kavush, because as much as you're saying that the the same way you don't understand the case of Bishul, you heat up the pot, the container, and you have the bli on the outside would go through in the definitely into the inside. Kavush kavush will accomplish the same thing. So Kimeger brings this maflit be called defen akli afim mashadovuk olam in bakus. So Kimeger over here. She brings the case of her head to Meshur Meklishal Yisr, and it's mafli mikol defen a kli af mashu b'dov b'galem b'chud sarachiyin kekos eshel rom arachaim sim tavim zayin sekot la. So Trager brings it like, you know, that it's a fact, like that's true. It's quite a din in halacha. It would create a lot of fascinating scenarios. Some of them more realistic than others, right? But this is even my tzoinen. So you have a container inside in the fridge which has liquid in it, and something milk is spilled and it's sitting on the milk. Right, some milk spilled. You would come and you say, "Wow, I haven't been in the kitchen. Went for Shabbos. I come back and there's milk on the bottom. I thought that spilled there Shabbos. I never cleaned it up. And this container has been sitting in milk in the bottom. So the kavush is going to go through into what's inside. Even what's inside is a solid, because kvisha works to go through the pot into the solid.
You need liquid
for kvisha.
So how is the dough case?
There's wine inside the barrel.
And the dough doesn't need.
That's what I'm saying. There's liquid inside the container. There's dough on the outside. The liquid goes through the walls, takes it out, and goes back inside. The kavush, in other words, we're picturing the case of kavush is you have the item inside of the liquid. What the Prima Gadim Mekadesh, the kli, once you tell me that there's a din of kli on a kli, right? Not like this, you know, the Taz's whole the Taz's main point in Sifkat Na'alev has two points in Sifkat Na'alev. One point is that it only from a kli can they cleep into a kli, not a kulai. And the second point is that Baklal, usually in the scenario of a kli, it's not going to be relevant because of the time it's nivla, it's a double pogum. Right? That's the two points of the Taz. But the first point of the Taz is only a kli klipa. He's going arguing the Sibahatr. The Sibahatr says it's not, it's Mavliya Bakuloi. The Shach before in Sadiqah says Beferish, it's Mavliya Bakuloi. And the Prima Gadim over here in the Mishpat says, that he says, Kamala Kalacha, Kli Mafla Mavliya Bakuloi. He says, it's a Tarskatos. The Shach brings it. Asher Taz over here is Pikwa Galzem. Lalacha Kamala Kabash Mavush, May Slaves Quickly, Mafla Mavliya Bakuloi. So we pass on that it's mafla b'mavila b'kulay. Okay, so the whole kli is now full of this wine, which is okay. Nothing that's irrelevant to us, but that also means that the wine, there's liquid wine right next to this dough, pulling out time of the dough into the kli. So the Prima Gunner is handling over there Gabi Chometz. So you would have a problem with Gabi Chometz.
It's two kelim where we say and that's include the people right there. It's two kelim put there inside.
Yeah, it's not better than Bishul, but Bishul we say that. Even if it's Mamash Bishul, both are hot, doesn't move. The cover's not better than Bishul in that sense. So, ready? Okay. This is a halakha ma'aseh shayla. Okay, somebody was a lot. The Chazan Nebuch was a Talmud Chacham. He knew this prima gada. Right. So his wife gets I think it was orange juice. Shalchmanas. Plastic container. We hold the bleas in plastic. It's not like a... Right? So it was a small plastic container stuck inside the hole of a donut. Like, you know, it was a big donut. Pushed through the hole, and that was like, you know, the Shalchmanas was a donut with the orange juice. Right? So I'm not getting involved in the sheath. It's orange juice, since they're like water, and you know, it's a Shalchmanas. I'm not getting involved in that right now, okay? You hold it, you're right. So, okay, it wasn't their first Shalchmanas. So, what? See, so by glass, the mice, we're going to assume that to each of my glass were more maker. Because Makal is not posture that glass is Mavliya. But it was plastic. So the Pesach raised the Shaila that the Chaira, it's adult. There's a, so the I, she wanted to save this oranges, whatever it was, this liquid, whatever it was, and pomegranate juice for Pesach. So you wash it off on the outside, everything is fine. Kovish, 24 hours. It was sitting in the donut for 24 hours. She said, Kovish, the liquid goes through the plastic into the, pulled out time from the donut, back into the, oh yeah, I'm telling you it's a wine case, okay, but it's my sister, okay. So now, tell you an interesting question, okay, but this is more of a, so let's say that's in there, forget about the donut. Do I have to worry about the glue? Do I have to worry about the glue on the label? Right, because according to the Prima Gadim, it's going to go through. It's going to take the time out. Well, the glue is coming to the glue. So as far as I know, OU is when they put the OU on, they don't check the glue on the you know your orange juice thing, your the plastic orange juice thing. They don't check to make sure that Trumpet is not using comets to glue. You know, maybe they should, but you know, right. What?
It's Israel Gare.
What?
Israel Gare.
It could be Israel Gare. I don't know. Right?
It's one of the things in Israel.
Yeah. It's glue. Glue is one of the cases over there. It has a bit of Chametz Nuksha. So Chametz Nuksha Lamaisa is better because Chametz Nuksha Lamaisa could be Zbalta Barov. Right.
So under what circumstances do we actually pass on
that? So Tereger just brings it like this. The Maisa, the Masham says that we don't pass on like this. You know, that this Prima Gadim, he brings rice, connected to Prima Gadim, etc. But?
Who says we don't pass?
Masham. So, Masham is the... I think I mentioned to you one time in the Masham that... The Masham is Kerch of the Torah, like the Masham is Kerch of the Torah. Like, throughout his Shubas, he's tremendous. I want to call him Mekel, he is a Kerch of the Torah. So I once saw a Sefer from a Riyashiv called, it was a Dayan in England in the 70s, put out, he went to Riyashiv, it wasn't so well known then. He went to Riyashiv and he asked him a series of questions and he brought the answers and his foot, you know, was his horus on the bottom. It's called Heshiv Moshe. So I don't remember the name of the guy, but Moshe something was whatever his name was. So he asked Rabbi Yashiv, Al Hechem Kerch of the Torah. So he had Masham. Masham pushed it at the envelope as far as you can go, not further. So if you go past the Masham, you went over the cliff already, right? You don't know how, the Masham took it to the edge of the cliff and didn't fall. You know, that's what Rabbi Yashiv said. Masham is a shunah kai chadera. The Ma'ase Masham. There's a sefer on the Prima Gaon, Mishmer Sholem. So in the back of Kuf Hei, he has a Kunchas Kalushi Dinim in Yoni Kibush. It's about 8-10 pages long. Different hechadims of the Gaon Ma'ase and Hilchos, you know, Kavush, etc. So he brings that he asked this question to the Masham. Okay, so he says that he actually brings a raya from a Prima Gaon, not like this Prima Gaon over the Nation of Rome. So he says the answer is simple, that the guy Bechumer of Chometz, he was Machmer. Because Chometz is always a Bermashahu. So the Bechosh is that the Kayach of Kovash can be Mavliya Mashahu. That maybe the people got him as Machmer, that it should be Mavliya, something which has a lot of significance of time, that should be an issue. That's not true. So he brings over here a chacham echad, one of the machmer, based on this prima gaon, some interesting cases. He says, "Is this kind shushtel?" Okay. He gave the following scenario. Listen to this case, okay? I mean, the case is strange. So you had a kli baser which was not nimlach. So there's meat inside of it. No liquid. There's no kavush inside the kli. The kli was sitting in water. You wanted to keep the meat cold. They didn't really have refrigeration. So you had cold water. So there's no problem. You took the kli and you submerged it in the water. So it's not, you know, it sank in, like, you know, like it didn't totally submerge. So great. There's no kavush because there's no. So this chacham wanted to say, well, you say kavush from the liquid through the kli into the meat, and now it makes the meat kavush badam and melech make it also. He says, oh my gosh, no way. That's not true. It's, you know, it has to be. He brings a raya. Now, what's fascinating about that, he brings a fascinating raya from Mishnayos and Masechta Mashirin. But at the end of the day, he says, okay, that there's a prima gaon in Pei Zion. Okay? So the prima gaon in Pei Zion is like this. Let's see the prima gaon over there. It's prima gaon is in Pei Zion. Sif Katan and Sif Seda, Sif Katan Chav Beis. Okay. Sif Seda, Chav Beis. In my version, it's on page 8 Aleph. I don't know. Maybe has the same version as me. To save you some time. So he brings over here a Knesset Gedolah. Which is actually interesting. I think it's the first time we're mentioning Knesset Gedolah. Really, we should mention it more often. But like Knesset Gedolah was the first sefer come out, which basically wrote Hagos on the Beis Yosef. Right. So she brings her cousin Zilla, but Hagos Beis Yosef Oysmem Gimel. Pam Achas Hiviu Turgamim. Turgamim is the name of a people from a Turkey. Right, non-Jews, the Vash Benoidis. So they came in these leather flasks. Now the question is, well, leather flasks are not kosher. Well, leather is not edible, so there's no problem with the tam of the leather going into your dvash. V'oser davshe yavishu mikomochem nislach l'tach shir kivisha imol letzaraseir yainsha. Okay, but here, so what does he mean? The Mishmachi also the Tzara Boser, Shiesh Tatali Boser, Adain Mechubar Boor. So if the flask is placed, so the leather has two sides to it, right? The hide has two sides. One hide side faces outwards where the hair is, and one side faces inward where it's attached to the Boser. So even when you remove the Boser, there's little pieces of Boser which are not necessarily removed. So you now take the flask and you shape it with the sad Boser inside. inside, and then you put the dvash inside. So the dvash is sitting with both little pieces of both. So that's why yasur. Else kavish. Okay. Mashenga l'sadaseir. But let's say you would do the flask all the way around. You turn the flask all the way around, and you would put the hairy side facing inwards. There's no basur on the hairy side. So there's no direct contact between the basur and the dvash. Everything is fine. Even though after kavash oyster bekuloi mikomagim or the chud ain't by tam kolkat, so he says, well, it's oyster bekuloi, but it puts a belia, it takes out the tam of the or all the way. Yeah, but the or doesn't heavily have a tam. But what about the buster on the outside? As much as you worry about the buster inside, you worry about the buster on the outside. So Zok the Rasham, I mean, you see that he wasn't worried about the bliya going all the way through and taking something from the outside. In Hillel's Pesach, he does say that. That's why Chometz is b'mashu, and your Machmer becomes b'mashu. Okay. Fine. So that's Lamaisa. It's interesting that Chibega just brings it a double pashut and doesn't, it's not more error that it's not so pashut.
Is there a link between the case where the liquid's on the outside and the outside? Would Chibega say that in that case where the pot is sitting in the liquid?
Pasha, the Mashal makes a chiluk. The guy with the din of being creating that the dam becomes kavish. If it's not really nislachlik, it's hard to say it gets into kavish. To take a tam, you take a tam. But they say that the buser was like kavish and dam, and now Mela, the mayim made the buser kavish for dam. That's like really stretching it. Right, so that's it. He has a problem with the Mechal. I mean, the Mishra Sholem has that problem. Who's the Talmud of the Marsham? It's at the end, like he says, after I finished this, I went to my Rebbe and I asked him all my questions, and he responded, you know, so he has a long piece in it, but the first part he himself responds that's not a Sushno, that case. Okay.
Nagel Yan Mabushul, that's sitting for 24 hours, and that would make all wine Mabushul if we hold by this in.
Okay, it's an interesting question. The Dinner Kabashka Mabushul, the Dinner Yan Mabushul is because the act of Bishul is poigamit to the point, it changes the flavor to the point that people would not use agave mizbeach. That's not true by kavish. Even though kavish can mevushal, the gotta be removing flavors in regards to that nakuda of being taken away its chashivas, the fact that it sits in a flask for 24 hours wouldn't affect it. So you don't say kavish can mevushal, the gotta be the heter of yayin mevushal. Okay, so the prima gadam here in the Hakdama still. So he says the tzchuchis. He brings that the Michus Yaakov says the tzchuchis is not poleya bekavish. Later on, Kuvlamet, hey, we say that for sure. There's I and Orachaim Tafan Aleph Sukan Chavav Hichmer Sham Beschuchis Chumer Chometz. The Ramah Shita is by Chometz. The Mechaber Shita by Chometz that Kli Schuchis are not Peleya.
Against the oranges
for
the donut, we should be Machmer.
Yeah, the gabi, the orange. Yeah, so I wouldn't tell you to. I tell you, if you want to do that, make sure you take the donut off for 24 hours, right? Or take the bottle out. However you want to do it, but that's your business. Whichever way works better.
If the bottle has a label, so then why isn't it kliel kli v'loretiv? There's a label in between the donut and the plastic.
Theoretically, but most bottles, the label doesn't go all the way around. I guess it depends. Well,
an individual 20-ounce bottle that has a plastic.
That would be okay. Yeah, that would be okay, yeah. We gave her a very large donut and a very large bottle. So, like a bundt cake, you know. Now, say if you have a wine bottle in the middle, so that, right? So it's glass, but then he's saying that with the gabi chometz, your machmer that it's bulea. He's saying even now he's going to be chashish even for kovish. So the gabi other isurim we hold clear that is not a problem, but the gabi this the prima gadim says the gabi chomer to chometz for chashish. He's, you know, he Then he brings so the Dal Chalukim at the end. So Kli Cheres. Now there's a Gemara by Kli Cheres which we didn't really touch on. That Kli Cheres, the Gemara talks about the fact that it absorbs immediately. The nature of Kli Cheres is it absorbs immediately. If it's Kadosh and it doesn't have any Blias in it, it absorbs immediately. So he says that's the Kli Cheres. Uba Glazirt Yesh Lahako. The case of the Mora was if they would had it, they had a lay, they had a lead layer on top. They would put metal on top, so there was klicheres, and there was lead. So you don't say that. You don't assume that. It's more in Sochim in the second parak. It's not belay miyad. There you need kavush. But the glass glaze that we have on klicheres is basically your standard earthenware. Your standard, we're not using klicheres like you're getting your flower pots. There's no glaze in them. There's always a glaze in them. So that's going to have the same thing as elukalim. Okay, so that's his four things over there. Okay. One more point, and then we'll actually go back to tomorrow. So the Kveger, I mentioned to you that Kveger says that by Basta Bacholov, Kavish is not the rice. That's the Parish of Gemara, Kavish is not the rice. But the Kveger brings the case where it was there for Suffolk Kavish, Suffolk Derbana, and Zakula. But if you cook it already, there might be milk in there inside the meat. Now you're cooking meat and milk together. So even though it's inside the kavish, it doesn't make it osir. But if you're going to cook it afterwards, if there's milk in there, it's a deraisa. So now it's a suffix deraisa to cook it. And it's only suffix iser. Fine. So he raises a question. We'll learn the simon of ain is the and iser deraisa like most rishonim to learn when we pass in that ain about is the chachilas in the raisa. So this is the raisa the sumim iser. So if I have a blia inside my food of iser and there's not a shir bittel, and I want to add on more to make a shirbitzel, I can't do that. This is the raisa. And if you did it, there's a kanas through a bun, and you can't use a bit of it. So, but over here, there's a list. What? No. We'll get to the topic in a second. But over here, we're saying that milk and milk, kovach, and meat is not called basa b'cholos. So right now, the milk is hetter, the meat is hetter. Meat or bonus also, right? But there's no issue right here yet. So I want to now put it in the pot. I'll say, well, let's cook it in the pot, and I'll put so much liquid in that the milk, whichever milk is there, will become bottle, and won't be a problem. Now we're going to see later on the question of issue dovah. It's important. The kudah we're going to touch on. So he's basically saying after the sechta, we'll add 60. So when the milk will come out, it'll be batel b'shishim, and then it can't also the meat. It means we have to assume that's going to happen quickly enough. It doesn't first sort of like stick around inside the meat to make the meat also and then come out. Right? We're going to assume it's going to come out quickly before it also the meat and it's spread out. And once it spreads out, there's no the milk is batel. The meat, everything's going to be mut. So that's what he's assuming, which will get involved in the concept of when you can say that, when you can't say that. Because there's a concept of, well, if I have the scenario later on is a case I have an iser, piece of iser, and a piece of heter right next to it, and I have shishim connected the iser, but that piece right next to it, because by proximity, might be affected more quickly than everything else. So I can't assume a shir bittel. There got to be that piece. So that's a discussion later on. But let's assume that's not a problem. He says, I want to add more. I mean, about this, no, I'm not. There's no issue yet. So he says, A, and B, in the case of only a subic issue, it could be it's not us. The issue about this is the only case you know about it that it's there. This will come up when you learn that sugil is the gale. The guy be a Taloyim, right? So Taloyim. are bar yon, they're not bottle. So you have, whether your aunt is big or small, live or dead, it's osur. Right? It's a bar yon, but it's only a bar yon when it's intact. Once you cut it up in half, it's bottle. So you're allowed to go and blend your strawberries with the hope that, you know, that this way all of the little thrips which are there, or the little spiders which are there, the spider mites which are there, will become cut in half, and mela, or at least, you know, three quarters and a quarter, right? Doesn't make a difference how I have, and mela will be bottle. So the subject of law, if you do it for that purpose, that's called bitulis al-khatila. It's also for bitulis al-khatila. Even though the sheer bitul is there already, but berry can't be bottle, you're making the berry being bottle. That's an act of bitulis al-khatila. Let's say I'm not sure if there are bugs there. So now can we make it? So we'll see an application of that over there. Such an argument. There's another hat over there which the Taz talks about in a case where there wasn't your kavanah. My kavanah is I want to have a smoothie. I want to have a strawberry smoothie. I'm not. My goal isn't to be mevatel the thrips, right? My goal is to have a blended strawberries, right? So if my kavanah is not l'shem bittel, is that mutter or not? So, general, we're not making on that alone. We're making on that in conjunction with the fact you don't know about it that's there. Even though mirabanan, we're machmir that maybe there are there. So something which is roiv times it has teloy minutes, you can't use that hat. Something it's only mirabanan the rekayshish. Okay. Why did the check for the Taloyim? I don't see, no see, no problem. Right? I don't know the Taloyim. I'm not being machab in the Taloyim. Right? I'm not saying, you know, Taloyim are high in protein, they're good for you, and let's eat the Taloyim as long as way. You know, right? That's not my goal. My goal is to, I want to eat my lettuce. I gave it a straw with the Taloyim there. Right? So, if Rife told me the lettuce has Taloyim, so I, what do you mean? You know, the Rife tells me that there's body isser here. If Rife told me there aren't Taloyim there, so like, what's the problem? So who asked me to look? So the luck is by Mira Motzi, the Chazal Makai to look. It's in the Rabban, not in the Raisa. It's a Shach and Hilchot Taloyim. So, what's Mira Motzi? That's a good Machloikis. What's the Mira Motzi? Mishkos Yaakov says 10%. So 10% of the time you're going to find Taloyim, you have a key of their button to check. But I don't know Vadi that there's any Mirais, I don't know if there's any Taloyim there. I don't know Vadi. So it's not a Nitzudaraisa, it's a key of their button to be Mavar. Right? Now, if you mean there's a cases where, let's say, you weren't Mavar and you use it as such, we'll see certain cases are Mutter. We'll have to go through that at some point in time. That's not a bad idea to do. We should do that at some point in time. Okay. There's a Yad Yehuda who argues on this Rishi Meger. And he basically says the Prima Gadim is going to deal with the issue of Kavish Kemavushal. Kavish Kemavushal. He didn't know the issue is that. Well, you're going to learn Pesach, we're going to learn about Bishalach and Bishalach and Bosa B'chol. So, cooked milk and cooked meat, then cooked together, we don't say Bishalach and Bishalach. We say Yesh Bishalach and Bishalach. But I already cooked milk and meat together once, cooked it again a second time, we say Yesh Bishalach and Bishalach. Okay, what about I was Kavish it the first time and Kavish came a bushel, and now I cook it afterwards a second time? The Kavish came a bushel is in the Raisa. Like we already pointed out, Kavish came a bushel is in the Raisa. The whole Makor Kavish came a bushel is grounded Gemorah, Liyabi Basav Cholav. Right? The more it learns out, the Kavish came a bushel is the Raisa. Right? So the Yad Yehuda says it's totally in. In Machlokes Mishnayim, or he two ways to learn up a Tosis really, and the way he comes out really that it's a good argument to say he holds that this thing would not be true because once it's kavish, it's considered mavushal just it doesn't have the nisah basa b'chol. That's the point of the Gemara that tarli kol yama the kedusha basa b'chol is the more basa b'chol is a kiddush even though you soaked it the whole day it doesn't become awesome. That's where the Rishonim learn out the din of kavish kemavushal. Because it's kavish kemavushal, not in the rice, so what's the giving? Of course it's not awesome. No. It's kavish kemavushal, but it's hetter. So what's that din? The pshat is by Basar Chol, there's no din of Kavash Kumavushal. Or the pshat is even though there's din of Kavash Kumavushal, it's still mutter. But if that's true, it's Kavash Kumavushal, and then Bishalach HaBishal. So you learn that that's the din, how to learn up a pshat and Taisa. It's the maskana, the point of the Mora, again, the point of the Mora that we say Kavish, the Mora is saying, even though by Erev Yisr, Kavash Kumavushal, but not by Basar Chol, it's not Kumavushal. So it's not Kumavushal, then Kumavushal is right. So now you're cooking it. But if you tell me the pshat is the Kiddush of Basar Chol, is even though Kavash is Kumavushal, still it's mutter, but it's ready Mavushal. Same Bishalach HaBishal. Okay.